I'm recording, and let's we're gonna kind of try to follow the Gemara. So here we go. We're up to topic of Shirksasvona, and the reason why it comes up. So the Gemara just says, right, you gotta get married on a Wednesday. Shakdu, right, now that we decided. That one, right? We have the chashash of Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. Therefore, they should get married on a day where the next day is a Beis Din day, right? Either because of the low plug, or because we want to, right, deal with this issue in advance, right off the bat, at the beginning of their marriage. Either. Right, one of those two, but both of those only mean that there should be a Beis Din day the next day, right? The next part is why does it have to be Wednesday? So it has to be Wednesday because Shaktu Chachamim al Takanas Bnos Yisrael wanted to make sure that the husband, right, properly, let's say, invests in the wedding, right? If you know, I don't know. I feel like at least in the olden days, many chatanim were like, okay, you know, it's a wedding. Like, I'm not gonna spend. I don't want to spend all my money on this, you know. I got like 10 people, get some schnapps, get some hors d'oeuvres, you know, and like have a wedding. And Kala's like, you know, I want a chabad wedding. You know, you gotta show that you're really, really committed to this and you're really, you know, excited for this. So the Chacham are talking that he has to prepare for the wedding for at least 3 days. Right now it's not like your life savings, like it is Bizmaninu, but right, he has to like really prepare the food and the setting, et cetera. For 3 days, and therefore it has to be on Wednesday, and it can't be on Sunday. Okay. All right. So Achshav Shishaninu Shaktu Uzza Shishaninu Higi Azman V'lo Nisu Ochelos Mishalov Ochelos B'Truma. Right. Now that we said that they have to get married on Wednesday, the rule that if they reach the wedding date or the date that they agreed they're going to get married, and they haven't yet gotten married, so she starts eating from on his cheshbon on his account. Right, and she can already eat truma. Right, she's a Yisraelis. She marries a Kohen. She can start eating truma, right, from when they agreed that they were going to get married. Because now she's his responsibility, to be mitparnes to support. Right, if the date of, or if like let's say they get Duke Arison, then a year later they're supposed to do Nisuin, but that's a Sunday. Right, since she can't do nisuin, so he also doesn't have to give her mizonos. He doesn't have to support her. Lefikach chalahu ochal sahi oshapir sanida inomala mizonos. Okay. Also, similarly, any time, right, that something comes up, and for whatever reason they're not able to get married yet, right? So then it pushes off that time frame. Chalahu mahu. What do we do? What if he's sick? Hasam tamamai mishum de anis. V'hacha nami ha'anis. Do we say if he's sick, on the one hand he's honest, on the other hand, odil mahasam anis bitakanta titakinu le rabbanan hachalo. Says, well, there the chachamim told him not to get married yet until Wednesday, right? So it's not his fault. It's kind of built into the system. Right? Well, if he's sick, okay, that's his problem. Let's say if he's sick, well, it's his problem. He has to be mala mizonos. What if she's the one who's sick? Right? Well, she's not healthy enough to get married. So then, so we say, well, it's right, ma, mio, it's amrasla, ana, haka, imna, odilma, masa amrla, and estapla sedeo. He can say, well, I'm ready. I'm You want to get married? Great, let's do it. Right, meaning I'm ready to go. It's not my fault. Or I say, no, tough luck. Nistab chasadehu means like you know bad luck. The imtim silomar amrele nistab chasadehu pirsani demahu. Okay, and it goes through you know just more combinations of these of like trying to prove it. It doesn't end up proving in the end. Now, what's I guess important for us is what is the relationship of these dinim to Ishas, right? For one core question, there are really two issues or two reasons, way to look at this. One is a general din of onsen. Okay. What happens when there's some sort of thing, there's some sort of chiyuv, there's some sort of responsibility that should be triggered. But because of an onus, because of some sort of unforeseen or uncontrollable circumstances, you're unable to do it. Right? That's a general topic, right? Onus rachman apatre, right? Onus by mitzvos that you can't do, right? You can't be fulfilled, you're not able to do it, etc., etc. That's one issue. Okay, that issue we're going to deal with the sugya with onus begitin, also, and onus by tanai. Right, how do we relate to the fact that you are unable to do it, but it's not your fault? The second issue is, okay, leaving that aside, there's this onus. So they're unable to actually get married. Right? What's the default state? Okay, is the chiyuv mizonos going to be is that part of erison? Is that part of nisuin? Right? When does that really kick in? Right? When is a husband supposed to support his wife? Right? Is a husband supposed to support his wife? Is that actually his responsibility? Right? All those issues. Okay. So why is that also another thing? Because in the case of onus, so maybe we fall back on the default, right? If kind of fundamental to the relationship or the fact that they are married, right? Let's say, remember, they did erison already. So really fundamentally, the fact that they had erison means that there should be a chiyuv mizonos, right? Because they are married. Then even in case of onus, even if it's her onus, right? Maybe we should say, well, you know, we agree that we're not going to do nisuin and we're not going to actually kind of kick in some of these chiyuvim until a year later. But once that year time has passed up, right? It goes back to what the automatic nature, or is it really the opposite, right? So let's say he's not really chayiv until nisuin and just, it's kind of like a knas to force him to continue. Okay, so what is the nature of sherek sos va'ona? But now we want to kind of just think about sherek sos va'ona in and of themselves. Okay, so the pasuk in Shmos says, v'im lebno yi'adena, ki mishpat habanot yasela, or context of Amma ha'ivriya. So she's a maid servant. And it says, if you want, you could arrange a shirach between, right, the owner can arrange a shirach between his son and this Amma ha'ivriya, v'im acheras yikachlo, she'iraksu tavo nata lo yigra. Okay, you can marry her. If you marry her, you have to treat her like a regular, a full wife. You can't treat her as like a, you know, second class citizen or second class wife, right? Okay, no, it's a little bit of context. It's a little bit of theory, but I think it's kind of compelling as well. What's the worry? What's the case of an Amma Ivriya? Essentially, someone, right, who can't support his kids, right? So he's basically sends his daughter to be an Amma Ivriya in somebody else's house. Okay. Now, what's our worry in that situation? Right? Our worry is that any, you know, case of someone in like a weaker position, right? And it's true across history, right? That they'll take sexual advantage of her, particularly, right, the children of, right, the owner, or not necessarily the owner, not an owner here, right, but let's say the master will take advantage of her. So, right, built into that is, if they do, then they're married, right, which is an interesting kind of solution to that, right? It puts her in a very intimate position or situation with this family, right? And the Torah builds in that that's also a segue, or even should be a segue into actual marriage. And not only should it be, would that segue automatically into marriage, but if it does, right, im acheres yikachlo, she'irak susavo natalo yigra, you can't even treat her like a pilegesh, okay, and say, oh, well, you know, yeah, no, we're married, but you're like my spare wife, right? Im acheres yikachlo, she'irak susavo natalo yigra. Okay, so she has to be treated as a full wife with all the rights and prerogatives as being his full wife. And, right, and even if he marries another wife, right, that doesn't take away and cannot be a takeaway from her, her rights as a wife. Okay, that implies though that there are these three, right, these three things, Sherexus Veona, as the rights that come along with marriage, that the husband is chayiv towards his wife. That's like going back to the earlier part of the list. Okay. Tan Rabbanan, Tiknu Mizonosea Tachas Maaseh Yadeha. It's a Zotana says, oh, Mizonos are Tachas Maaseh Yadayim. She gets food, right? Meaning the husband has to give her, the wife, food, right? And support her. Tachas Maaseh Yadeha. Okay, that's a Takanat Rabbanan. That it's as, and therefore, and then she or he gets her Maaseh Yadayim. So she works, then he gets, he has to support her. Amarava, Haitana, and then continues on, and then Rava says, ah, Haitana, Savar, Mizonos, Doraisa. Okay? Says the Tana holds that Mizonos are Doraisa, and a part of Sherexus Vona is share, Titania, She'era, Ilu Mizonos, Vachin Hu Omer, Vasher Achlu, She'era Mi. So there's a chiyuv of She'er, of Mizonos. One of her rights is that he has to support her and give her food. Ksuta, kimashmao, the clothing, as it sounds like, right? And onata, zu ona hamura batura, right? That's physical intimacy. Chino omer, imtane et binotai. Rabbi Elazar omer, sheira zu ona. Chino omer, ish, kol she'er besoro le tikru vilgaos erva. Ksuta, kimashmao, onata, ilu mizonot, chino omer, vayancha vayirbech. Okay? So they both agree on sher ksus va'ona means what we think of as sher ksus va'ona. Right, food, clothing, and intimacy. They argue about which pasuk, which words it comes from in the pasuk. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Sheira Ksuta Lefum Sheira Ting Ksuta. Shelo Yitein Lo Shel Yalda Lezekena Velo Shel Zekena LeYalda Ksuta Vonata Lefum Onata Ting Ksuta Shelo Yitein Chadashim Bimot Chama Velo Shchakim Bimot Hakshamim. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says there's this chiyuv of ksut, of clothing. He has to provide her with clothes, and those clothing have to be as per her social standing and her station, right? And it has to be appropriate to the fashion and the weather, right? Now, it seems like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov doesn't agree, right, that the others are Doraisa, okay? And the Urayim understands in that way, Kipshuto, right? He says there's a mitzvah of Sher Ksus Vona. Thinks Mizonos and Ona are only Deraban. Okay, so according to the Reim, Sherexus Vona, right, are a mitzvah asay, right? And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov thinks the Zonos and Ona are only Derabana. Okay, Tosos thinks that how does that make sense, right? How can it be that there's a chi of Doraisa to provide your wife with clothing, but not food or intimacy? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Sherek Sisa Lefum Sheira Tein Ksita Pira Shushbam. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Sever Nami De Mizonos Doraisa The Hachi Masni Asifa De Braisa Mizonos Minayin Amris Kava Chomer. Okay, so that's food. If you have to give her clothes, of course you have to give her food. If part of the point of marriage is physical intimacy, right? So obviously that's part of it. The chiddush is that he's also chayiv to give her food and clothes. Okay, lefi zetema brisa deleil detema kani tiknu mizonos tachas maaseh yadeha dimashna mizonos derabanan kiman isa. This is open, and it says that tiknu and mitakim mizonos tachas maaseh yadayim. It doesn't seem to fit so well. If over here we seem to be implying that it's right, everyone thinks it's deraisa. Okay. So far, so good. So, what's just puzzling to us, or should be puzzling to us, at least in Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, is right. We understand if the idea that there are these three chiyuvim, they all kind of are chiyuvim, great, and they're all kind of part of ishas, right, or come along for the ride. We'll discuss that a little bit the distinction between those two. According to the Pshat of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, though, what would that mean, right? That the only chiyuv is of ksus, right? Why would only ksus be a chiyuv, but the others not? I think is, let's leave that as like an open question because it's very puzzling. But it definitely would do, right, is undermine some of our initial assumptions, right, about some of the structure. Continue to the Ramban, who kind of shifts our perspective from a different angle, and then we'll get into it again, or we'll describe more again. So the Ramban quotes Rashi, who understands the Gemara and these dinim like, you know, the Pashtas, what we're used to. Pirush Rashi, She'ira Mizonos, Ksisa Kimashma, Onasa Tashmish, and Neomer, Kipirush She'er, B'chol Makom, Basar Hadavek, Vakaro, Libsaro, Shaladam, Nigzar Milashon She'er, Kulomar, She'er Bisaro, right? Milvad, Sar Gufo. And he says, well, you look in Tanakh, She'er generally means, right? Means either like closeness or physical, like actual, like your flesh, like your family. Right? So he says, okay, so the Ramban rewrite or understands all three of these as really being about intimacy. Okay, so all three chiyuvim, or all three lashonos in the pasuk of Sherek Sosvona, only refer to Tashmish, right? And the others, right? You have Zonos umabisha isha takana midivrehem. Okay, I'm going to skip over the rest to save time. But he says, yeah, Ksus and, or Mizonos and Malbush are only Derabanan. And Midoraisa, there is no chiyuv of Ksus and Mizonos. Those are all chiyuvim Derabanan. Okay? So in terms of the chiyuv Doraisa of Sherek Ksus Vaona, right, what is the actual chiyuv? Right, I guess I make it a little more explicit, we're used to, or I'm used to, I think in general we're used to, we see Ishos, we assume as part of Ishos Midoraisa, right, is it also like a domestic partnership, right? You have to file your taxes together. And I think that makes a lot of sense, right? It's not just, right, Vayula Basar Achad, but you're building a house. Not just building, you know, a relationship between the two of you, but also you're building a house and a home and a family, right? And with all of that, building a house together, right, also means, right, the finances and everything else go together, right? And the idea that then food, right, and clothing come along with that, those are part of this idea of, like, you know, like a family entity who legally has to file taxes together. Makes a lot of sense. However, right, the Ramban thinks midoraisa, right, the real chiyuv, the emphasis of the chiyuv is just on intimacy. Midoraisa, right, that's part of marriage. That's a right that the wife has as part of marriage. But ksus, malbush and mizonos, right, and food are not part of that chiyuv, right. It would make sense, right? It might be a wise thing for them to do. Midrabanan, right? These things come along with it. Also, because it fits with the fact that generally, right, Derabanans come often to, to make practical or theoretical, I want to formulate this. I'd say that ideally, right, they should also operate as a unit across the board, right? And they're about to come and kind of build in a structure for that, right? Even though it's not necessary midoraisa. Okay.
I give a theory.
Yeah, sure.
Is it possible that I don't know if this really makes sense, but according to the Ramban and maybe the Urayim, these three obligations are not like a monetary, whatever, chov, but rather they're like a kiyum of the ishut. And according to the Ramban, like, what does it mean for a couple to be a couple? What is their ishut? It's the intimacy. According to the Urayim, like, especially in the Urayim, he talked about like the financial status and has to like look, and it's like clothes are the only thing that's like outwardly visible. And according to Urayim, maybe like marriage is about looking like a unit and like showing that you have a family thing, like that others are able to recognize as a unit. And it's not like a monetary chiyuv, but it's like a identity of ishut, and they interpret that differently.
Yes. So I think that's part of the picture. Absolutely. Right. I think, you know, I don't want to get too far ahead, but there's Tosfot. You know, I'll just zip right over to that. One second. Yeah, Tosos over here. Tosos in, that's not Tosos. Where did I put Tosos? Here's Tosos. Gemara says like this. Tanya, ha'omer li'isha harei mekudesh asli, amenasha in l'chalai sherek sos ve'ona, harezu mekudesh asu t'no bata. Okay? This is one of the big, this is exactly like part of a key point that I wanted to get to. Right? The Gemara says, if you make a t'nai, that you want to get married, but you don't want to be chayiv and share ksos va'ona. So, you don't want to be chayiv and share ksos va'ona. So normally, so what's the din? Harizim kudesh is t'na bata. Your t'nai is nonsense, right? And you're married. Okay, so Tosfos asks the following question. Harizim kudesh is t'na bata. Al karchach, v'dekaf lo l'tnai. You must be dealing with, he made a t'nai kafu. Basically, he made it legally. He made the t'nai properly, okay? Da amar la, im ein lechalai sherek sos va'ona, haret mikudeshes, v'im lav, al tehi mikudeshes, okay? The rule is, you have to say, if the kiyumah t'nai, then we'll be married, right? If I don't have to do sherek sos va'ona, let's get married. But if I do have to do sherek sos va'ona, I don't want to be married, okay? That's what he says when he gets married to her. And what is, right? Min dekamar l'ka, an tamidur meir, d'tna bata, mishom d'masna mashakas batorah. Okay, so the Gemara clearly says that this issue is because you're going against the Torah. You're making a t'nai that contravenes the Torah. The tema, right? It's not because you didn't do the t'nai right. The tema, im kein amai hi mikudeshes. He said, if you have sherek sos va'ona, I don't want to be married. If we can get married without it, then I want to be married. Right? How can you say, says Tosfos, the guy literally got up and said, I want to marry you, but only if there's no sherek sos va'ona. If there's no sherek sos va'ona, then let's be married. But if there is going to be sherek sos va'ona, I don't want to be married. Right? And we said his t'nai is batel, but now they're married. Right? How does that work? He literally said that he doesn't want to get married in that case. All right, so Tir Torav Ochanan, the Hasam Nami Im Haya Omer. Oh, Korea Veshover Amnashin Din Nizik, in this case where the guy, where so he goes through a bunch of proof texts trying to figure out what the din should be. He says, if Rav Ochanan makes this distinction, between in lach alai din nezek, right? Aval limchol yachol. You can be mochel, but you can't say that there shouldn't be a din. Okay? You can't say like legally this should not apply. You could say I'm only going to do it if you don't hold me to it. Okay? Which is an interesting distinction, right? Legally, right? Let's say, I don't know, you damage somebody. You could be obligated in damages, right? Legally speaking, but that person doesn't have to bring you to court, right? So you could theoretically make a stipulation, not that this rule shouldn't apply, because the rules don't care about whether or not you want it to apply, but you could say, Almanasa, you don't hold me to it. Because then it just doesn't make sense. Okay, that's one idea. Okay, Tosfos doesn't like that so much. Odiyish lomar, the nezikin lo damu lekidushin. You just can't compare kidushin and nezikin. The hacha hainu time in the dame kidushin the chatzayin. Right? Tosa says what? It's not, why is, if you make a tenai that you don't want to have achi of sher ksos va'ona, why are you married anyway? So if you look at sher ksos va'ona as a chiyuv that you're chayiv in addition to ishas, you get married. Now you also, right, there are lots of things. You get married. Now you have to go and register it in Misrad HaPnim, and you have to go and, you know, I don't know, you have to do all sorts of things. You have to go and register your taxes together, and you have to do this, and you have to do that, and you have to, like, be nice to people, and, like, you know, whatever, right? You have to be sociable, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All sorts of things that come along with marriage, right? If you view it that way, so he says, I want to be married, but only if I don't have to do these other things, right? It says Tosos, well, yeah, then you're chayiv in those other things, right? Because you can't get out of them. But you said you don't want to be married if you're going to be chayiv in those things. You're just not getting, you shouldn't get married, right? Why is the fact that the tnai is batel mean that you are married when you explicitly said you don't want to? So it says Tosos, well, you said you wanted to get married, right? You said harei megudeshesli al menas that you're not going to be married, right? What you said made no sense. Right, it's not that if you make a tenai that you're not allowed to make, right, or you're not able to override. So it says Tosos, yeah, you're right. If you just said harei amukudeshesli on menas that I can also go fly, right? But if I can't fly, then I don't want to be married to you. So say, okay, well, you can't fly, so you're not married, right? Here, what's happening is that you said I want to get married, but only if I don't actually have to be married to you. Or more accurately, I want to be married, but I don't want to really be married. Or I want to be really married, but I want to be married. Right? So you didn't say, you didn't actually make a tenai there. What you really did is just said, I want to be 90% married. So whenever you have a case like that, it can go one of two ways. I can say, well, you can't do half of it, right? You can't be half married. So what are you trying to do? You're trying to be half married. Well, you can't be half married. So either you're not married at all when you try to become half married, or you just go straight to being fully married. Okay, so Tosos says, in Kiddushin lechatzayin, in lechan Kiddushin, she'in lech sherek sesvona. Fundamental to Kiddushin, to Ishos, is sherek sesvona. That's part of what it means to be married. It's not that you get married and now you're chayiv in sherek sesvona. That's part of what getting married means. Right? Therefore, says Tosfos, when you say Arei Mekudesh Asle Amanash Ein Lachalai Sherek Sosvona, you just said, I want to be married to you, but only 90%. So you're 90% married, and then fundamentally that also means you're 100% married, because you can't be partially married. Yeah, Sam.
If you have trouble hearing me, let me know. I'm in an airport. the way you just explained it makes it sound like it sounds like you really shouldn't be married based on what you're saying. Because if in Kiddushin Lechatzayim and you were trying to do a partial Kiddushin, then I would assume that the Tanai would be Mevatel the entire marriage. But if it was rather that, like, it's in Kiddushin Lechatzayim, but the Sherksus Ve'ona exist independently of the marriage, then you could be Mevatel those, you have still Kiddushin Legamre. And you were just saying something nonsensical. You're making a Tanai Mashakasu B'Torah, which simply doesn't work. But it's not like there's anything like lacking in your Kiddushin that you were trying to do.
Oh, okay. So that's a very good point. It gets into how exactly Tanai works. But essentially, it's like this. In order for a Tanai to be functional, right, in order for a Tanai to work, so it needs to be somewhat independent of the Chalos you're trying to create. You have a Chalos, and then you have a Tanai that sort of acts as a valve, this is like in very broad strokes, as to whether or not it'll go into effect. Okay. So in this case, right, there's Kiddushin. If you were to say, well, I don't want to be married if I can't fly, well, you can't fly, so you're not married. Right. However, says Tosfos, you can't make a tenai, the almanasha in lachalai sherek sosvona isn't a tenai. You can't meaning what? You did Kiddushin, right? And that's it. You didn't also make a Tanai. because the Sherek Sesvona is part of Kiddushin. So if you had Kiddushin and a Tanai, and that Tanai is not fulfilled, right? Or that Tanai is, right, somehow shows that you're not actually intending to get married. So that's one thing, right? But here, you never actually made a Tanai, because Sherek Sesvona is just a fundamental part of Kiddushin. So you can't make a Tanai that there isn't going to be Sherek Sesvona. It's not just that it's a Tanai that doesn't work. It just isn't a Tanai even. Right? In Kiddushin L'chatzayin, the Inlach Kiddushin, Shein La Sher Alav Sherek Sesvona. That's fundamental to Ishas. Right? So therefore, you just said, I want to get married, but I don't like want to have to be totally married to you. Okay. But you just got
so that, what
you did.
What
you Kiddushin.
What I'm lacking understanding in is, if in Kiddushin L'chatzayin, and the Sherek Sesvona is a fundamental part of the Kiddushin, then how is this... Then essentially what you've said is, I want to be 90% married. Why are we going from 90% to 100 as opposed to 90 to 0? Because you are trying to not accept all of Kiddushin. I would assume if it's a component of the marriage itself, you would go to nothing, not the whole thing.
Yeah, so that's an interesting question, because there are kind of cases, or at least I think there are cases, I'm trying to remember the de facto to Kiddushin. But there are cases where we'd say, well, you're not actually mechavin to be married. It is a good question why it goes from 90 to 100 instead of backwards. I would say that part of what's useful here is that you're trying to be Mekadesh. You're not trying to be 90, you're not saying, oh, I don't want to be Mekadesh really, or I don't want to be completely Mekadesh. You're trying to be Mekadesh, right? You're doing Kiddushin and you have Das to do Kiddushin, right? You're trying to make a Tanai. But your Tanai doesn't exist because it's not independent of Kiddushin, right? So I'd kind of say that you're doing 100% Kiddushin and then afterwards saying like, oh, but I don't have to do all of it, as opposed to there being an actual mechanism of a Tanai that exists independently that, you know, is true or is not true.
Well, why not just, sorry if I'm going too long, why not just divorce the Tanai or the attempted Tanai from the Maisa Kiddushin and say that the Maisa Kiddushin does not necessarily include this. The Sherek Sesvona is just something the Torah imposes upon you as a married couple. And so when you try to make Tanai Masha because of the Torah, you're trying to make a Tanai that literally isn't even a Tanai because you've said nonsense words. Great, we throw them out. But that wasn't like Gorea, the like Maisa Kiddushin that you did. And you still did a Maisa Kiddushin, so the Kiddushin still existed. And now you're married, and you have these things that are imposed upon you as a married couple. I don't get why you have to like say that they're
right. That's true. You could say that. You absolutely could say that. I'm trying to remember. I think someone actually does say that, right? That, oh, you're. I think there's like a Ritva or something. I'm trying to remember. But there is actually absolutely someone, I think there, maybe it's one of the Achronim, I think it's even the one under Rishonim, basically says, yeah. In a Hanami, your Tanai works, right? Because basically what you're saying is that she has to be Mochel. So she's Mochel. Tosos kind of suggests that at some point. He also, I think even this big Tosos, he suggested it earlier on, that basically she's going to be Mochel. And she is Mochel. Just as Torah says, you have to do it anyway, because it's not up to her, right? It's something that God tells you got to do. So therefore, you're still Chayiv. But not because the Tanai isn't this Chayiv, because she was Mochel. But you're Chayiv anyway, because it's like a separate Chiv. You could say that. You could absolutely say that. I think what's interesting is that Tosos isn't saying that, right? Meaning Tosos is saying, oh, it's too fundamental to Kiddushin, and therefore you can't make a Tanai about it. So at the end of the day, you did Kiddushin, and now there's Kiddushin, right? You want to say that you want to make a Tanai about it, that's fine, but your Tanai is batel because it doesn't make sense, right? And it's not like a separate Tanai that limits or that passels your das, because it's not even a Tanai, right? It's just saying, it's just contradicting contradicts your Kiddushin or your das Kiddushin, but you have das for Kiddushin. You want to get married right now, right? You actually have das. What's interesting about a Tanai is that it's like a unit of das, or a legal unit independent of the chalos you're trying to do. So you're trying to do Kiddushin and you're trying to attach to it a Tanai. So you're doing Kiddushin, like Kiddushin works as those folks, and you're trying to make a Tanai, but here there's no Tanai, right? Because Sherek Sesvona is part of Ishus. Right now, what's the, you're right that you could have, right? You can get to the same conclusion looking at it a different way. What's interesting is that Tosos just says, well, you can't have Ishos without Kiddush, Kiddushin without Sharkses Vonim. That's part of Ishos, right? So if you want to have Ishos, if you're, it's like, you know, if you're being Matzia Kiddushin to someone, then definitionally you're committing to Sharkses Vonim. Or more accurately, then that's part of what you want to do and you're agreeing to do. So just not separable. Yeah, Eitan, you had a...
I think you just said the same thing, but I thought I recalled from like the Tanai B'nai Gad B'nai Min Reuven that it has to be Tanai Kafel and Yachol Likrot, and if Eino Yachol Likrot, it's just canceled. So if you say Hariya Mekudesh Li Amanat that pigs fly, we like that actually would work, and we just Tanai Batel, and we just would assume that you're joking about the second one. And so same thing here, like you're saying Hariya Mekudesh Li Amanat that pigs fly, because it's the same as that, it's just not possible, and therefore it's Kayem, Tanai Batel, and Masa Kayem.
Yeah, so in interesting question in terms of Tanaim in general, which gets like, how do Tanaim exactly work, right? So one option is like, oh, if you say something impossible, it's like, well, clearly you're just, that's not a Tanai, because you know it can't happen, so you're either Meshata Nibach, and you don't actually mean the Tanai, or you don't even mean the Kiddushin, right? Or there could be like this idea of Tosos, that, look, the whole idea of a Tanai in and of itself is this huge Kiddush, right? Who says that you can be like, oh, I'm going to do it, the action, right? But I only want it to go into effect based on something later, right? If you think about it, it reminds us of Breira. It reminds me of Breira, right? Which we don't pass, like we don't hold like Rabbi Meir who holds of Breira. You could basically just say Kovea things based on what happens in the future. So Tanai is very similar to that, right? Something's going to happen in the future and that will decide whether or not we're married or whether or not, you know, I did X, Y, Z. How does that work, right? So Tosus in many places basically says, oh, the case where the Torah says that it exists is in Tanai Gad B'nai Reuven. So that's the one case where the legal mechanism has been shown to us. So it has to match that pattern because it's this huge chiddush, right? And it's huge chiddush because, what do you mean? You had Das to do whatever it was. And then we're saying that this Tanai can come in and regulate whether or not it's Chal, right? So if you make a Tanai that's ridiculous, so then who's, you know, you say, well, you said you only want to do it if pigs fly and pigs aren't flying. On the other hand, if it's ridiculous, right, then clearly it's not a modulator of your Das, or it's not a kosher Tanai, right? Tanai might be like an independent legal entity. And if it's not possible for it to happen, so you did the Chalos, the Tanai wasn't a kosher Tanai, so the Chalos just happened, right? The more you see that the Tanai is independent of the Chalos, it's something that regulates the Chalos, but it's an independent object, okay? So if we're talking about like object-oriented halachism, right? The Tanai is an independent object that operates on a Chalos, right? And it'll either return a Chalos or null, I guess, or return none, if the Chalos isn't Hal. But if you break it, right, then the Chalos just goes through anyway. It's almost like a decorator. Okay. Is that good? So getting back to Sherek Sosvona, so Tosel sees Sherek Sosvona, right? I guess that whole package deal is a fundamental part of Ishos. Okay, and therefore you can't have Ishos without the package deal, right? It's not just now in terms of like more flowery language. I think both can, right, have like an interesting perspective. Tells us that, right, Ishos is a package deal, not just, right, a heter bia. Ishos, right, includes Sherek Sosvona, includes this idea, as Eitan was pointing out, like, no, it definitional is that it's like creating this new household and a new family, right? And with that comes all the domestic coordination, right, and cooperation that is part of that picture. Okay. Right. Oh. Okay. And that brings us to Baruch Levine. I don't know how many people are familiar with this, but this blew up on the interwebs, on Instagram actually, but elsewhere as well. Baruch Levine and the Nishe Adire HaTorah of Lakewood put out this, like, had this song and this music video about all the wonderful coal wives, about how basically the whole video shows just their hands. Okay. And the whole point is that the, these faceless hands basically go around and, like, you know, raise the kids and make the parnasa and, you know, do the cooking and the laundry and whatever, so that the husbands can sit in koilo. And that's Ata Lisa Kulana. That's the best. And I didn't very much disliked it, because it very much takes away, like, the peoplehood of these women. It, like, really describes, like, presents them as, like, literally a pair of hands that, like, do all the work, but not as people. And, like, also talks about how, like, they have no face and they have no voice, but, like, they're so important. But, like, they're really, like, whatever. I guess it's very dehumanizing. But the assumption, right, very much, is this idea that Ishus as a whole, right, is only this domestic partnership, which that was very, which is, like, kind of something we assume, but according to the Ramban, right, it's not even obvious that exists midoraisa. So I thought it's just a little bit connected to current events. Getting back to the Oma Ivriya context, so the Mechilta wants to know, the fact that it's in the context of Amma Ivriya, what does that do? Right? Does that teach us dafka that lechivun across the board, right? We learned it in Amma Ivriya and it's true everywhere. Or no, maybe it's only an Amma Ivriya thing. Okay. For example, maybe this din, that it's like it's a mitzvah, might be unique to Amma Ivriya. Okay? Why? So you could say, well, Amma Ivriya is coming in, or two things. There are two interesting things about Amma Ivriya. One is she's coming in, right, from a lower social standing, right, than her husband. So maybe the Torah, Dafka, needs to give certain chiyuvim to him to say, well, you have to treat her as an equal, right, even though she's coming in from a lower social standing. Or you can also say, right, Amma Ivriya Dafka comes with a domestic and a financial component as well, right? The relationship actually kind of starts from a domestic financial perspective, right? And then turns into Ishus, right? Well, and normally we'd say either, and then Ramban emphasized, well, there isn't, right? It's really just a din of the intimacy. There isn't that really domestic financial component. And right, so maybe Amma Ivriya, how does that translate into Amma Ivriya? Amma Ivriya is unique, right? Amma Ivriya is dafka Amma Ivriya because it comes in with that perspective. Or you could say in other cases, right, there is maybe that domestic component, but it comes as like a side effect of the Ishus, as opposed to, right, that being the starting point. Okay. How do we count the minyan and mitzvahs? Okay, one second, what time it is? Yeah, we have time. How do we count this in minyan and mitzvahs? And what does that tell us about the nature of the mitzvahs? Do we count it as an asay, right? We count it as a loth asay. We count it as one mitzvah. We count it as three. In terms of the pasuk, we say kimishpat habanot yasela as a mitzvah asay, or right shirak suta vonata lo yigra as a loth asay. So the Rambam in Lotase Rish Samech Beis counts it as a Lotase, counts all three together. Mitzvah Rish Samech Beis, Shehiz here Kone Amma Ivriya Me'anotata Im Nasa, Ritzoni Ba'amri Me'anotata Shechsorota Mizona Oksuta O Yimna Mimena Onata Alzad Ha'inoi V'ha'chava, V'hu Amro Yitalesh Sherak Suta V'onata Lo Yigra, V'zota Asara Ba'atzma Tichlo Kol Mi Sheyisa Bat Yisrael Shelo Ya'aneota. What's really strange about the Rambam's formulation here?
It's so like Ritsoni Bamri. That's weird. You just like the way you like Ritsoni Bamri, like why don't you just say it? It's like I wanted to say.
Yeah, I hear that. Also, right, Ritsoni Bamri me anotota, right? Meaning I think that's a good point. I would start with the emphasis on he has a strange formulation. I think that emphasizes the strangeness of me'anotota, right? He says, she's here, akone amavriya, me'anotota imnesa. Ritzoni ba'omri me'anotota. And he's like, yeah, you heard that right. What do I even mean by me'anotota from causing her pain, right? And then again, he says, altsar ha'inoi v'hachava, shalo ye'aneotash, altsar ha'chava v'hatsar. Right? The Rambam formulates it as a lotase, which in terms of the pasuk, right, kind of makes sense. But then he really digs in this idea that the iser is to cause her pain, right, or with the intent almost, right, of causing her pain, by being monea sherexos vaona, right. What does that mean, right? That like his emphasis is on the iser is on the paining her, right? So I think it's very interesting and striking formulation. And then the Rambam, right, feels the need to like, right? I'm going to clarify that because that is strange. Yeah, Eitan.
I don't know. It's like she's counting on you. Like, don't, like, she needs you. Don't take away these things or don't not provide these things that will leave her pain and suffering. It's like almost like, or any other time that like all the mitzvot ben adam chavero that like they're relying on you for these different things. Like, she's relying on you. Do not withhold it from her.
Okay. Okay. And who?
The wife.
All right. Call me she sabat Yisrael. I don't know. It just sounds like very... If it's really part of Ish, if it's really a chiyuv, right, that goes across the board, it's like, why is it being limited to, like, cases of being mitzara? I would agree that, like, I don't know, you're an extra bad person if you violate this mitzvah because, you know, they're relying on you, right? But I don't know. I feel like if it's just like they're relying on you, like this is a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv. It would be really bad, right? I mean, there are times when the Rambam says, oh, you're chayv to do X, Y, Z. And if you don't do it, then you're really bad because, you know, you're really hurting them. Yeah, Yoni.
Yeah, it's also he seems to formulate like the entire thing, this entire concept of sherksu as an ona in terms of a lav. The whole thing is a lotase, not there. It's not like a kiyum of the marriage. It's the whole thing is just do not withhold.
Right. It's like really like emphasizing this. Thou shalt not withhold her right and cause her pain. Right. And don't be mitzara.
Right, not that you need to provide, but that you can't not provide.
Right. Okay, I think the answer is that the Rambam is taking maybe even in a more extreme version of Tosfos, I think. What do I mean? I think the Rambam can't even formulate it in terms of you should give, right, you're chayiv to give her this XYZ, or that you're supposed to do XYZ, because you're not. It's just part of Ishas, right? You're married, right? These things they're so definitional, or there's so much, what do you mean? That's, you got married, so you, right? So you have sherek tzvona, right? That's just part of, that's what it means to be married. Because of that, you can't really say that it's a chiyuv, right? Because it's almost, it's like, it's a state. It's not an action almost, right? They are in the marriage state. And in the marriage state, that part of that is sherek tzvona. But sherek tzvona aren't things, right? They're not. They just are, right? Or they're just descriptors of being in the marriage state. But they themselves aren't independent things that you could be chayv to do. You get that? right? Like a partnership, like being like having a partnership isn't really a thing that you do. You don't partnership, right? It's a state of sharing things, right? In a partnership, you shouldn't cheat your partner, right? I don't know, only take and not give. Those things are wrong. Those things are bad, right? But those aren't necessarily positives that you could say that you have to do, because they're not. They're just, that's part of being married. So I think what I'm saying is that it's usur for you to be machivota, right? And to not properly uphold, right, your being married to her, right? But it can only be formulated outside ha-ha-chava v'hatzar, because these things aren't chiyuvim that you have to do. These things are just a natural part of ishus, right? And I think that might tie a little bit into the Rambam's general perspective on post-Matan Torah ishus, where he contrasts kodem Matan Torah, ratzahu ratzahi, beinu levein atzmo, as opposed to after Matan Torah, right? It can't be private, it has to be public. It's this, right? It includes this whole creation of a home and a family, and right, there needs to be edim, and the edim need to be edikiyum, so that it's publicly known and it's publicly enforceable, and it's, right, it's part of the public awareness and public identity, because you're creating this unit, right? This social unit also of the two of you, of a home between the two of you. And I think these sheikhs of Onar just are part of that. Right? So it's not that you're chayiv to do them. They just are part of the fabric of ishus. And then what you could do, or what the mit Torah can tell you, is don't violate those, right? Don't fail to meet those obligations. And what's even more interesting is that because they're not really actions or things, I can't even say don't not do them. I can only say don't be mitzara by not living up to them. And so I think that's a very, very fascinating formulation of the Rambam. Just to round things out a little bit, and then we'll continue on Wednesday. Oh, yeah, Sammy.
This might be wrong, but could you read the Rambam differently and say that the entirety of the problem is if she's in Sire, which is to say that fundamentally you actually don't really have to do anything so long as she's sort of like content. And even if you're not doing it, but the not doing it doesn't cause her like any pain or upsetness, then like it's totally fine. And that like there's not really any obligation for you to do any of this. It's just to make sure that she's happy.
So that is like an interesting, definitely a viable read. I'm not inclined to read the Rambam that way. There seems to be a Ritva who says that if you make a tnai, Amanas she'in lach likes share ksus va'una, in theory, she could really be mochel, and they would be married, as because the iser is really based on her tsar haguf, and according to, and therefore she could be mochel on her tsar haguf, and therefore in a chanami you could be masne amasha katzba Torah in a case of davar she b'mamon and davar shalhana. And I think that would be very similar to what you're saying, right? It's really like these are zechuyot that she has, right? But there's zechuyot outside that they're called, you know, tsar, and she could be mochel on that, and that's tsar. I don't want to read the Rambam that way, also because the Rambam holds that you can't be masne on ona, right? And that would passel the tanai, and would say you can't make a tanai on ona because it's too basic. So that's why I think the Rambam here is saying the opposite. It's not that, oh, it's not such a big deal, but it's also because of Tsar, but it's just, it's too fundamental. It's, which is interesting, which gets back to our 90-10 question, right? When if you're missing something, we say, oh, well, without it, the whole thing, you say, oh, well, you know, you're just missing it, but like, what's the big deal? You can just continue without it, right? Or no, without it, then the whole thing falls apart. So if you have 90, but you're missing that, and the whole, then you don't have anything. Or, well, if you said you have 90s, then of course, you have it, that's part of it. So that's the way I'm inclined to read the Rambam. I wouldn't say that's an incorrect conceptual reading. I think practically, I think the Rambam falls that way, but you could read the Rambam that way in Achanan. Okay. The Smack also formulates it in the negative, right? Shelo limno asher, zehu mitzonos, kidiksev sherak suta vonata lo yigra. And then he has a separate mitzvah, shelo limno aksus vauna, diksev sherak suta vonata lo yigra. Okay, so he splits them. I'm not totally sure what to do with this split, right, this formulation. Mizonos is one thing, ksus vauna is a separate thing. And then separately, there's also mitzvah asei, of l'sameach es ishto, k'diksev v'simach et ishto asher lakach, yish ba'asei ze lav, sh'namar ve'onata lo yigra, v'hinei kama gedola ha-mitzvah zos, ari patras ha-tora mi'laitzi v'tzava, v'afibu ishto me'uberas, mitzvah l'sameach m'sever hu she'misave, v'yesh l'briya selasos, v'yasek olad ha-matzvah k'tamul chacham, v'shamish b'er shabbos o'im shabbos, v'lo tfila. This is, there's also a mitzvah asei, right? That's actually a mitzvah asei, right? It's a positive value, as opposed to just like a, right, a sort of lafa b'amecha asei. But so then you have, according to the Smack, you have a lotase of she'er, which is mizonos, a lotase which combines ksus v'ona, and then a separate positive asei of ona. Okay? So maybe we'll discuss that more on Wednesday and try to figure out exactly what all that means. And maybe just to, you know, should we stop here? Or so we don't, you know, we'll try to do a little team bit more. Just a drive-by, and then we'll discuss it a little more on Wednesday. Rasajigon lists them all three of them as a mitzvah asei, as three separate mitzvahs asei. Shirak, sitava, onata, bodena. And Rav Yochan Fishel Perlo is very bothered by that. He says, shouldn't it be a lota asei? And then he mentions, Varisila, Rial Bargaloni, also one of the Gonim, or going like late going in time period from Spain. But Harotav Shekam Hunim Shach Baze, Amar Rabbeinu Hagon, Vacharish Shmona Sar the Puruvu, Mana, Mia Arachakach Mitzvazu, the Sherksus Vona. Okay, but the real Bargaloni counts them as one mitzvah, so say. So you have is, it could be one mitzvah, so say, right? It could be three mitzvah, so say. Which is already, right, again, it reflects this idea that maybe it's something distinct. The more I think you see it as a mitzvah sase, the more we can say, well, maybe it's really something independent of Yishuas, right? You have a Yishuas, and then you also have these chiyuvim, right? If there are three different chiyuvim, I think that's even, right, even more further in the direction of, well, they're really three separate things, right? And then I think it was Sammy's point, which is, and then you could say, well, even if you make a tanai, it could be like the tanai is kayam, you're married, right? But then the Torah is machayev you on these other things, right? Kind of independently. That sees them as kind of three independent additional chiyuvim on Ishos. You have Ishos. And then the Torah also says, oh, you're married. So you also have certain other chiyuvim, right? Kind of like other mitzvahs in the Torah, right? We have the Rambam and the Smag who count it as one mitzvah lo tase. Right? We're inclined to understand the Rambam similar to Tosos, to this idea that Sherksus Vona are just fundamental to Ishas, right? In which case, there isn't really a separate mitzvah to do them as much as not doing them, right, would be problematic. Now, we're kind of confused by the Smack, who says that She'er is one mitzvah, lo taseh, Ksus Vona is another, and then Ona is a mitzvah aseh also, right? So why would you split it up, She'er versus Ksus Vona? And why would, if we put them ksus v'ona together in one lotase, but ona as a mitzvah sase doesn't include ksus? Okay, that's another puzzle. Finally, just like another support for what we were saying in the Rambam, the Smack brings down the following question: Bin Eliyahu hayomer shechayv adam lahaskir atzmo lefarnes es ishto. Okay, someone who is not unable to support his wife. Okay, so you could say, well, it's a chiv, but if you don't have the money, you don't have the money. Okay, so it says the Smach b'shem Rabbeinu Eliyahu, one of the Baalei Tosfos, that you actually would be chayv to go out and work. Okay, so that's right. One of those like Some guy says, oh, I can't support my wife and kids. And then the other guy says, so go out and get a job. So it says, like, yeah, that guy's chayav to go get a job, right? It's part of the chiyuvei ishus. But then he quotes, Varavar bi Moshe, okay? I think this is, I'm not sure if this is referencing the Rambam or Rav Moshe of Kutzi. Sha'im haya ani bi yoser, ve'inu yachal lahaspek la, afilu lechem, kofen oso lahotzia. He says, you can't. We'd be forced him to divorce her, right? Because if he can't provide she'er, if he can't provide food, then they're not allowed to remain married. Okay? Now, again, right, I think that's a really good support to this idea. There's one way to look at it, which is, okay, it's a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah, just like any other mitzvah. If you don't have enough money to do it, then you can't, don't do it, right? That's kind of the havamina that Rabbi Yehuda's going against. And a more extreme version, right, is to say, it's not just, okay, there's, oh, it's a mitzvah. It's an important mitzvah that you really have to do, right? Third option is to say, you know, it's fundamental to Ishas. And if you can't do this, then you're chayav legaresh, right? You're not allowed to remain married and not be able to provide sherek sisvona. Okay, so we saw, one second. Yeah, okay. Fine. Just one last interesting point. The Ramban, right, who said that it's only the only chiyuv is really ona, says that by ama ivria, if you don't provide sherek sus va'ona, if you don't provide all three, right, in our terminology, then it's like zanus. And what's right, because you're treating her like a pilagesh. So the question is, wait a second. The Ramban himself, first of all, says that pilagesh is not aser. Right? It's not zanus. So what's pshat? So it seems like dafka in the case of ama ivria, ksus va'ona, or sharing ksus, right, suddenly become, are actually a chiyuv. Because in that context, there's that added component. Okay? I just thought that's interesting. But in regular ishus, right, then it's just chiyuv ona. Okay, so just to sum up, we saw really three, or two major approaches to sharing sus, right? This idea that, you either look at it as it's like more of like a lo tase, it's like fundamental to the ishus, and you're not allowed to be lo yigra, right? You can't be gorea from her zchuyo from this part of the ishus, right? But ishus really is also more encompassing, right? At least on a even on the raisa level, it also includes this kind of domestic partnership or domestic dynamic, right? That they become one household, and therefore he's chayev to be mefarnes her and also to provide her with ksus. And so the other side that sees it, either no, right? Says Arman, it's really just the chiyuv relating to intimacy, right? The domestic, financials, filing taxes together, right? Is there a banan? And Ishus doesn't necessarily have to include that, right? It's not part of Ishus. Or it's like it might be a chiyuv or a mitzvah, but it's a separate mitzvah sase, and it's three different mitzvah sase. Okay? And on Wednesday, we'll try to tackle a little bit the idea of what about this middle ground of, let's say, the smack and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Why does Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov think that it's just ksus, right? And why does the smack think that it's dafka, shares one, sisvona is another, and then there's a third, another assay for ona. Okay, shakach.
Thank you, Rav Victor.
Thank you, Rav.